Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hunter Biden has been charged with a gun felony and tax misdemeanors, according to a court filing with a U.S. attorney in Delaware. Hunter has agreed to plead guilty to the 2 tax misdemeanors. He will also enter a probation agreement on the gun charge that, if violated, would mean prosecution for illegally possessing the firearm while being a drug user. This plea deal makes me angry. This joke of 2 tax counts and the drop felony gun charge and no jail time, and now a White House that says he never committed any crimes, he did nothing wrong, is now like, all right, well, he did something wrong and he wants to take accountability for it, and he admits that he's done something wrong, as his attorneys have said. The system is rigged. The justice system is rigged. There is no such thing as a honest and fair justice system in the United States of America anymore after this deal. Hunter Biden pleading guilty to this deal, it is a joke. 5-year investigation, and this is all you come back with? So the question isn't, if this is all there was, it doesn't take 5 years to get there. It might take you 5 weeks or 5 days or 5 months. If you want to call it government work, right? But for 5-year investigation with everything out there that we have, that the public has, and you agree to a plea deal to 2 federal tax violation charges, no problem there. And diversion on a gun crime, so it's not even federal, like you're all good. Out of all of the business exploits, the human trafficking, the prostitution, the drugs, The not registering as a foreign agent, clearly lobbying for the Chinese Communist Party, being hired as for $1 million to represent a communist Chinese individual with direct ties to the spying agency of China, the billions in loans and millions that come into your bank account, the money coming from Russia, the Russian oligarchs, the Romanian oligarchs, the money coming in from Burisma. You notice, by the way, that all of a sudden, after 5 years, this deal gets done at the very end. And this deal gets done at the very end because more information was coming out from Congress. And what this means is the federal government and the prosecutors in Delaware didn't want to deal with what was coming out. So if you shut it down now and you do the deal, then you don't have to investigate what Congress is finding out. That is what you call a massive cover-up of proportions that we've not seen in our government since Watergate, since the Pentagon Papers. You have intel coming out now that these prosecutors clearly did not want to touch and didn't want to go there because they were being told by their bosses, I would argue, don't go there. Don't do this. don't look into this. This is too damning. This is too big. You don't want to touch it. So let's wrap this thing up real quick, folks. After 5 blanking years, and Hunter Biden, son of the president, has agreed to plead guilty to 2 federal tax violations, misdemeanors, as he keeps saying over and over again from his team, right? And a violation of gun laws, and it's all going to walk away. None of it. And this again, you want to know if America's government is corrupt and broken? None of the charges. In fact, out of everything that they were, quote, investigating, which clearly they weren't investigating everything, right? Because if they were, then this wouldn't be the only charge they come up with. They were looking the other way. But there's any 2 charges or 2 issues that would insulate and protect from the web to the presidency, to the family, to his to his sisters, to his aunt, to everybody else involved. It was these charges. These were the only charges you could charge Hunter Biden with that didn't connect them to the rest of the family. This is protection at a level that we have never seen. That basically the federal government that was investigating Hunter Biden was basically the defense team for Hunter Biden. Okay, let's find the charges that don't affect Joe Biden, don't affect the White House, don't affect the presidency. Remember, Joe Biden said Hunter Biden's the smartest guy he's ever met. Remember, Joe Biden said he never talked to his son about his business dealings. Remember, the White House said, and Hunter Biden said, and his lawyer said he was innocent and did nothing wrong. Now they're saying, okay, he did something wrong, but the only things he's admitting to doing wrong, the only things he's admitting to doing wrong have nothing to do with his father. This is a kangaroo court. And why do they charge him now? Because all this other crap's coming out in Congress. That's why they charge him now. They needed to wrap this up and run away from it. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Now, to be clear, this is a massive win for the Biden crime family. The reason why is Hunter Biden being charged with a gun felony, and now that's going to just be washed away. And the tax misdemeanors does not open up the Biden crime family to any type of real investigation. The Washington Post now reporting their headline. Hunter Biden reaches deal to plead guilty to tax and gun case. The president's son would get about 2 years probation and enter a diversion program, meaning no jail time for Hunter Biden. President Joe Biden's son reaching this tentative agreement with federal prosecutors to plead guilty to 2 minor tax crimes and admit to the facts of a gun charge under the terms that would likely keep him out of jail, according to the court papers filed today. Any proposed plea deal would have to be approved by a federal judge, and it is not immediately clear what day Hunter Biden might appear in court to enter his guilty plea. What this means is that the system, I'll say it again, is rigged. The system is clearly rigged. And they have protected the president of the United States of America. Hunter Biden pleading guilty to these tax-related misdemeanor crimes as part of this agreement is basically a hug from the federal government saying, You can do whatever you want if your last name is Biden. We will protect the Biden White House. And these charges will then be used by the media to say, see, there was nothing there with the Biden family. There was nothing there with Russia, with corruption. There was nothing there with millions of dollars coming in from the Chinese or Romania or Ukraine or Burisma. The Trump-appointed U.S. attorney for Delaware reaching this plea agreement with Hunter Biden, in which he is expected to plead guilty to two federal misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes. Biden also faces a separate gun possession charge that will likely be dismissed if he meets the conditions, according to the court document. Two sources familiar with the agreement told NBC News that it includes a provision in which the U.S. attorney has agreed to recommend probation for Biden for his tax violations. So probation, no jail time. Legal experts also said the tax and gun charges will most likely not result in any jail time for Joe Biden's son. The decision by the U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who was nominated by Trump in 18, indicates an end to this sweeping five-year investigation by federal prosecutors. That's all they did. This is it. FBI agents and IRS officials into the Hunter Biden misconduct. The Biden administration has kept Weiss in place in order to avoid having a U.S. attorney appointed by the president oversee his son's criminal case. Chris Clark, an attorney for Hunter Biden, told NBC News in a statement, quote, with the announcement of two agreements between my client, Hunter Biden, and the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Delaware, it is my understanding that the five-year investigation into Hunter Biden is resolved, quote unquote. Hunter will take responsibility for two instances of, and this is a word they clearly negotiated for, misdemeanor failure to file tax payments when due pursuant to a plea agreement. A firearm charge, which will be subject to a pretrial diversion agreement and will not be the subject of the plea agreement, will also be filed by the government. I know Hunter believes it is important to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil. This is exactly what I told you they were going to say. An addiction in his life. He looks forward to continuing his recovery and moving forward. Remember, poor drug addict, made mistakes. You should feel compassion for him. He didn't commit any major crimes here, just misdemeanors. That's how I told you the government wanted to play this out. The resolution suggests that prosecutors did not find cause to file charges related to Hunter Biden's dealings with foreign entities or other wrongdoing. If you want to know how rigged the system is against us, this is proof of it, folks. This is proof that our government right now is compromised at levels we never could have imagined. That there is a two-tier justice system. If you're a Republican, we'll put you in jail. We will come after you. We'll destroy your life. If you're a Democrat, you can do whatever the blank you want. You can take bribes from foreign countries. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. Not a problem. The resolution suggests that prosecutors did not find cause to file charges related to Hunter Biden's dealing with foreign entities or other wrongdoings, it says. This also will undermine Republican-led congressional inquiries that have alleged that the Bidens engaged in years of criminal conduct with individuals tied to the Chinese government and with companies in Ukraine and other countries. Last year, Biden paid the outstanding taxes that he owed for 2017 and 18, the years named in the charges. He borrowed that $1 million from some friend, some sugar daddy in California. The felony gun possession charge will be resolved in what is known as pretrial diversion agreement, where charges are dropped if certain conditions are met by the defendant, such as not committing a crime in a given time period. The specific conditions in Biden's gun case were not disclosed in the court documents. A judge will schedule a date for an arraignment within the next several weeks. Hunter Biden is expected to surrender to Delaware authorities and will be processed by U.S. Marshals there. So to be clear, Hunter Biden got the best deal you could get in this scenario. It's amazing. And it doesn't open up any, I want to be clear, it doesn't open up any connections to Joe Biden and or the Biden crime family. I want to make sure you understand this. Wow. This is sickening and a sad day for American democracy. Let me say that again. This is sickening and a sad day for America democracy. American rule of law should matter. Clearly it doesn't anymore.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The two crimes that he was charged with, and the only two crimes he were charged with, were the two crimes that would not connect any of the corruption of his business dealings with Burisma, with Russian oligarchs and those connected to Vladimir Putin, with the Chinese Communist Party. The list with Romania and a Romanian oligarch, the list goes on and on. Human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the prostitution and the drugs, all of the money not registering as a foreign agent, clearly working for foreign adversaries. The only two crimes that you could have charged Hunter Biden with that did not connect him to any of that, and to any of the other 9 family members that we know of that are on the take from the Biden crime family, these were the only two crimes that would protect and insulate the presidency. And that's exactly why the DOJ and the Justice Department in general and these prosecutors decided to only charge him with these two crimes. The media, by the way, now covering this story like it's a big deal. You want to know why? Because they want this to be a big deal, because they want it to then be over. NBC News did 8 minutes and 44 seconds of breaking in news this morning on the indictment of the President of the United States of America's son, Hunter Biden, pleading guilty to the tax-related misdemeanor crimes as part of the plea agreement. He will get no jail time. This insulates the president and all other family members. And that is now why the media is playing this up as being a big deal, a big indictment. They want this to be a big deal because then you can say it's over and we can move on from it. Listen to NBC News and how they played this earlier.
Hour following a years-long investigation, the president's son, Hunter Biden, has reached a plea agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. Hunter Biden said to plead guilty to 2 misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes. The prosecutor is part of the deal, agreeing to recommend probation, no prison time. NBC's Kristen Welker joins us with details behind this plea agreement just filed that appears to wrap up the investigation into Hunter Biden. Kristen, good morning.
You notice how she said that. No jail time. She wants you to know that. And wrap, you notice how she said very clearly, this wraps up the investigation into Hunter Biden. In other words, these are misdemeanors. This really isn't a big deal. This wraps it up. You can move on. You never have to look at this again, right? That's what she's saying. Now, though, we're going to cover it wall to wall, even though we've not covered the story at all, because this is a good news story for the Bidens. It wraps it all up.
Good morning to you. This is a 5-year investigation that has now been wrapped up. And as you say, this is a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney for Delaware who has reached a plea agreement with Hunter Biden in which he is expected to plead guilty to 2 federal misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes. Now, notably, he also faces a separate gun possession charge that is likely going to be dismissed if he meets the conditions that have been hammered out under this agreement.
Now, just be clear on what you just heard. Trump appointed, so therefore this must have been a good deal, right? They went after him vigorously. Number two, these are misdemeanors. How many times they said the word misdemeanor? What, 8, 9 already? Misdemeanor and a gun crime. But if he does everything good, we're all good here. You don't need to worry about it. So this is a big story, folks. 5-year investigation. They're implying now this is all they found, which is a lie. There's a hell of a lot more. They just haven't charged him with this stuff. We're finding out more. And I want you to understand the timing of this. I'm going to say this again because it's important. The timing of this is critical. You want to know why after 5 years we're all of a sudden getting this rush to be done with this? Because for the first time ever, we're getting to see the suspicious activity reports in Congress. For the first time ever, we're actually getting the bank account records given over to Congress with subpoenas from the banks that were running this money. We're getting to see where the cash went. We're getting to see what was reported on Biden's tax returns compared to what he did. We're getting FBI whistleblowers and other whistleblowers are coming forward saying what they have seen in the cover up here. So this is the reason why they need to rush and do this deal, because now there's so much damning information coming out that they don't hurry up and, as Savannah Guthrie put it, wrap it all up. Then it could actually expose the White House to problems. It could expose the president of the United States of America to problems. So instead of dealing with that, we're now going to charge him with crimes. No jail time. It's a Trump appointed guy. Everything's good here.
Getting a statement from the attorney from Hunter Biden who tells NBC News, quote, "With this announcement of 2 agreements between my client, Hunter Biden, and the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Delaware, it is my understanding that the 5-year investigation into Hunter is resolved." Now, taking a step back here, Savannah, what is happening is that Hunter is not being charged with the potentially more serious allegations of potential criminal misconduct, business dealings, scrutiny of his business dealings with Chinese-owned businesses, Ukrainian businesses. This will undoubtedly become a political matter. Now, we are reaching out to, of course, the White House. We have not heard from the White House yet about this. President Biden has really not said a whole lot about this. He has argued that he wants to keep distance between himself and, of course, the Justice Department in this investigation. But notably, he did make some very recent comments in an interview with Stephanie Ruhle saying, quote, "My son has done nothing wrong. I trust him." Those comments will undoubtedly come under fresh scrutiny. Now, of course, this does come about a week after former President Trump pled not guilty to 37 counts that he...
By the way, what is Donald Trump pleading not guilty to 37 counts had to do with the Hunter Biden issue here? Notice how fast they're ready to move on. Now let's talk about Donald Trump here. There's also something else I want to read for you. I was reading these articles coming out. Here's what one of them said today. First son Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to federal tax charges as part of a deal with the Justice Department that will likely keep him out of jail. That's how they're reporting this. He's out of jail. Let's do a deal where you're out of jail. Let me give you some other headlines just so you understand the 2 tiers of justice, okay, in this country. And by the way, if you're African-American right now, you should be mad as hell over this, because the headlines I'm about to give you show 2 different tiers of justice for a white guy whose son is, or whose dad is the president, and African-Americans in this country, because there's absolutely racial aspect of this, okay? So let me read you this headline. Under the headline "Hip Hop Rapper Kodak Black Gets Over 3 Years in Prison in Weapons Case," The 22-year-old has pled guilty to weapons charges stemming from his arrest just before a scheduled concert in May. So this guy gets busted. Here's another one. Lil Wayne pleads guilty to federal gun charges. The rapper will be sentenced in January and face up to 10 years in prison. Here's another one. Meek Mill arrested in Philadelphia on gun charges. The rapper was arrested in his hometown of Philadelphia and charged with illegal possession of a firearm and drug possession after police found a gun on him while walking to the corner store. Yeah. Meek would be sentenced to 11 to 23 months in prison. So there you have it. You want to know another headline? Fat Joe, another singer, sentenced to prison for tax evasion. Rapper faces 4 months in jail and a $15,000 fine. Here's another one. Ja Rule, sentenced for tax evasion. The rapper will serve 28 months in addition to 2 years for a weapons charge. Here's another one. Why was Wesley Snipes in jail? He didn't pay all his taxes. Another headline. But for the president's son, the president of the United States of America, what happens with him? Oh, it's totally fine, right? Totally fine. It will keep him out of jail. And then they move on immediately to remind you, well, you know, Donald Trump's in trouble. He's been indicted on a bunch of charges, which should have nothing to do with the coverage of Hunter Biden reaching a plea deal on taxes. But it took them 2 minutes and 14 seconds on NBC News to immediately start talking about Donald Trump and Donald Trump's indictment last week. That's how fast they've switched it from we're done here, nothing to see here, let's move on. Who cares? The president lied and said the president's son had done nothing wrong. Smartest guy I know, has never committed a crime. Everything's fine. Hunter Biden said that in interviews. Now, okay, we did something wrong, but we're not going to jail. Everything's fine. My point is, of course, they gave Hunter a slap on the wrist. Of course, the Democratic Party would move on quickly to Donald Trump in their coverage and the corrupt media. But the racial aspect of this is the worst part. This comes just days after the Trump indictment, all right? And the reason why is they wanted to give the look that there is an equal justice system. They wanted you to believe, while they go after Donald Trump and try to put a former president in jail, that the justice system is fair and accurate, right? We've got equal justice. It's nonpartisan. We just charge Hunter Biden with crimes. We're going after Donald Trump. We'll go after both sides. They dragged this out for 5 years into Hunter Biden. And this was always their plan, by the way. Their plan was don't do anything until we need it. And then when we need it, we'll use it. And then when things start to get bad in Congress and more information comes out, we'll finish and wrap this thing up. And when we need it now to give us cover for now trying to put Donald Trump in prison, we will say, see, there is not a two-tier justice system. The amount of game playing here should disgust every American, because this is what they do in third world countries. They have a two-tier system, right? Slap on, again, no jail time for Hunter Biden. If you are a minority, if you are a Democratic voter, if you're African American, you should be livid by the double standard here for the president's son compared to the African American community. Because in the African American community, and even if you're famous in the African American community, if you're a musician, a rapper, a singer, a sports figure, you're going to go to jail for committing the crimes that Hunter Biden just committed. But if you're the president's son, you don't go to jail at all. He should go to jail. And these aren't the only charges you should go to jail for. But a five-year investigation, and this is all you get out of it, that means the system is rigged. It was always fixed. And they held this thing out until Joe Biden needed a get-out-of-jail-free card. And when they needed it to say, see, we have a justice system here that's not corrupt. We can investigate Hunter Biden at the same time we're investigating Donald Trump. And that's exactly where NBC News went with this. I'm going to back it up 20 seconds. Listen again how fast they start talking about Donald Trump's indictment.
Very recent comments in an interview with Stephanie Ruhle saying, quote, my son has done nothing wrong. I trust him. Those comments will undoubtedly come under fresh scrutiny. Now, of course, this does come about a week after former President Trump pled not guilty to 37 counts that he mishandled classified
classified documents. Republicans, the former president, have argued that there are two systems of justice here, one for him, one for Democrats. Of course, that is an argument that we have seen both Republicans and Democrats push back against, and the counterpoint that you'll undoubtedly hear in this case from Democrats will be that this is a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney. But again, a lot of scrutiny with this new development.
Well, there will be a lot of politics to discuss, but let's stay on this legal agreement that we just got word of. And I want to turn to Ken Delanian, who covers Justice Department for us. So Hunter Biden's attorneys are saying this is essentially a global resolution of this five-year-long investigation into Hunter Biden that looked at his taxes, his gun charge.
By the way, you notice how they just said this is a global resolution. I've never heard that before. A global resolution. So all the crimes that he has committed, all the corruption, not registering as a foreign agent, taking money from the Chinese Communist Party, taking bribes, the Joe Biden bribery, the father taking $5 million from Burisma by this new whistleblower, Hunter Biden taking $5 million from Burisma, the whistleblower states, the documents that show that, the bank records that show that, the transactions that show that, the suspicious activity reports. What NBC News just said, well, this is a global, and they're admitting he's done horrific things globally. But while they're saying that he's done horrific things globally, they're saying, well, this wraps it up. We're all done here. There's nothing to see here. Let's go to our another expert here right at the White House and talk about how this global Biden crime family, we can kind of wrap all this up now because it's all good. Now we can focus on the indictments of Donald Trump.
Kristen referred to also was scrutinizing business dealings that he had overseas, whether or not he had failed to register as a foreign agent, among other items. Is it your understanding that this investigation looked into those matters and has now concluded there are no charges forthcoming?
Good morning, Savannah. I certainly know from my own reporting that the investigation did look into those matters. And I guess the way to put it is we have no reason to doubt the on-the-record statement from Mr. Biden's attorneys that this resolution concludes the inquiry. As you know, NBC News reported that Hunter Biden received some $11 million from 2013 through 2018 for his work with a Ukrainian firm and a Chinese business person. And that work and some other issues are now the subject of investigations by congressional Republicans. But we also know that the Justice Department took a look at those issues. And if Hunter Biden's attorneys are to be believed, found no evidence of wrongdoing. And in fact, NBC News had previously reported that there was a felony tax charge on the table under consideration related to the improper use of a business expense. Obviously, the DOJ has decided not to bring that charge as part of this agreement, which is significant. That was the only felony tax charge we were aware of. And so what you have here are two misdemeanor charges about willful failure to pay taxes. And as Kristen said, this gun possession charge, possession of a gun by a user not entitled to possess one, which Mr. Biden is admitting to the facts of that charge, but will be entering a deferred adjudication and that will be wiped off his record. So a significant legal victory for Mr. Biden in the sense that there is no jail time called for here. But at the same time, an admission of wrongdoing, even when, as Kristen said, his father has said very recently that his son did nothing wrong. So he is admitting to a crime here, but not a felony.
So in other words, we're all good. The president lied to you again. The president's son lied to you. His attorneys lied to you. They've been lying to you since the laptop from hell came out and really since 2016. So that's significant as they describe it. But really outside of that, everything is fine and normal. When the one thing that NBC News said there, and the reason why some people are going to say, why are you playing NBC News? Because I want you to understand how they're going to play this out. You need to understand the strategy here behind this. NBC News is calling this a, quote, significant victory for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, Joe Biden's presidency and his reelection. And they are right in saying that. This is massive. This whole thing was a ruse. They were never concerned or worried about it. All these misdemeanor charges and adjudication for the gun crime. Again, this shows you the double standard in this country. And I'm saying this on race. African-American leaders should be enraged by this.
African-American pastor should be enraged by this. African-American politician should be enraged by this, because if you look at how the African-American community deals with the same exact crimes and what they get and the jail time they get compared to the white president, right? The entitled, rich, white president's son, who can go around the world and use the words from Savannah Guthrie, globally do this, globally go out in the world and commit all these crimes and not be held accountable for it. There's no way if you're African-American, you would get away with this in this country. So there's a racial aspect to this that everyone needs to understand. The second part is, I'm just telling you today, the American justice system is dead. The idea that you get a fair trial in this country is dead. The idea the justice system is nonpartisan is dead. And you could hear it by 2 minutes in, they had to go to Donald Trump. Well, he got indicted, and this was all fixed from the beginning, because now they can go after Trump like never before and claim that the system is fair because there was a slap on the wrist for Hunter Biden. If you look at all the crimes that Hunter Biden has committed, and you look at the whistleblowers, and you look at everything that we know about him, this man, based on what we've seen, anyone else would be in prison probably for the rest of their lives. And he's not going to spend 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour in jail. And this quote wraps it up. The system is fixed, folks. And that is clear. And NBC News is celebrating it in your face. And the African-American community today got a slap in the face from a two-tiered system where if you're white and liberal, you don't play by the same rules as the people that elected you. All the Democrats, African-Americans that voted for Joe Biden should be enraged by this today. Because if you do this, and I gave you all those headlines, you would go to prison, but not Hunter Biden, because he's special, he's different, and the system is fixed against all those that are law-abiding citizens, all those are conservatives, and it's fixed against the African-American community that has to play by a different set of rules than the Biden crime family, period. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people, and we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.